Esquire magazine once called George Pelicanos the poet laureate of the D.C. crime world. That's Washington, D.C., of course. Pelicanos has written 17 novels, all of them set in the nation's capital. He also wrote for the TV series The Wire, set in Baltimore, now writes for the New Orleans show Tremé, but the District of Columbia is home for him. And for our series Crime in the City, about crime novelists and their haunts, NPR's Elizabeth Blair cruised the streets of D.C. with the author. A note here to listeners, this story is going to contain some offensive language.
When George Pelicanos writes about crime in D.C., he's also writing about race and class. He says it all started when he was 11 years old. He was working at his dad's coffee shop downtown. To get there, he'd take the bus from his home in a Maryland suburb. It was the summer of 1968. Martin Luther King Jr. had recently been assassinated, and there'd been rioting in the streets.
I was on the bus going down 7th Street, which had just burned down two months earlier, and then, you know, seeing the people on the bus, they were acting differently than they had before. They were dressing much more boldly, and I remember the women wearing these big earrings, said black is beautiful on them, and they had silhouettes of women with afros. And then I'd get to work, and the counter was there, and my dad and I, Greek Americans, and an all-black crew on one side of the counter, and on the other side was white professionals, because it was 1968. And, you know, the counter was a dividing line. I knew it. And I've been writing about race and class my whole career. I mean, that's where it all comes from. It comes from that summer, pretty much.
D.C. was a powder keg back then, says Pelicanos, with the tension between the white police and the black residents. That's partly why he made one of his most important characters, Derek Strange, one of D.C.'s first black cops. In one scene, a black crowd gathers in front of a drugstore in a blighted part of the city. They're throwing rocks and bottles. Derek Strange and his white partner were called to the scene.
Strange and Troy joined the police line in front of the store and spread out several arm lengths, but remained side by side.
This is from the audiobook of the novel Hard Revolution.
From what Strange could see, he was the sole black officer on the scene. He heard screams of Tom and House Nigger and felt a pounding in his head. He brandished his stick and slapped it rhythmically into his palm. He did not look the crowd members in their eyes. Serve and protect. Do your job.
There were also white cops who didn't like blacks being hired. For his research, Pelicanos interviewed former D.C. police officers. One told him some white officers out and out quit.
They weren't going to work with black officers. These are guys that he said were, he didn't even know they were like that, but they just, when it started happening, they said, I'm done, you know, this isn't going to work for me.
The street crimes of a George Pelicanos novel can be brutal, and oftentimes there's more than one unfolding in the same book. Neighborhood murders, drug lords, prostitutes, hate crimes. Even the good guys get ugly.
I'm not really interested in writing books about racists. I think much more interesting is people that don't think that they have any kind of those bad feelings inside of them and they deny it.
Pelicanos makes all of them vivid. He tells you what car they drive and what music they listen to. With the greasers, it might be Springsteen or a rocker named Link Ray. With Detective Derek Strange, it's the soundtracks to westerns and classic soul.
Oh, I look like I'm down in my luck. Peace and faith.
Derek Strange was a star athlete in high school. He's a leader in his community. Later, he coaches Pee Wee football. When he becomes a private investigator, he opens his office in the neighborhood where he grew up so that kids can see a strong black man going to work every day.
Yeah, I'm going to take you by his house.
Yeah. Okay. These row houses look like they've been around for a while.
Yeah, this is real old Washington here.
Fictional Strange would have lived here when he was a boy with his mom and dad and brother. Families live here, but crime is high.
When I first started writing about this neighborhood, there was, you know, they would find dead bodies here in the morning. Kids would be walking to school and there'd be a dead body stashed here.
There are some strong parallels between real life and Pelicanos' fiction, says D.C. homicide detective Mitch Cradle.
All of our murders that we deal with are normally in the neighborhoods.
Detective Cradle has worked for D.C. police for 25 years. He says when Pelicanos writes the good guys and the bad guys in the same community, that's the real thing.
A lot of the criminal element is not necessarily from outside of those communities. For us as detectives, it's not hard for us to gather information in those communities because everyone knows who's committing them, opposed to being strangers. So I can see where George can really get a feel for what he's writing about, because any and everything he needs is right there.
George Pelicanos does the kind of shoe leather work of a detective when he's working on a novel, walking the streets, talking to people, studying the history of a neighborhood. As we drive through D.C. together, he points out landmarks that he includes in his books. For his new novel, The Cut, he picked out exactly which house his protagonist, Spiro Lucas, would rob.
Because I cased it. I went back in the alley and I looked to see if you could break into a place in the middle of the day. And, I mean, I can even show you the house. And so all these things...
Did you bring your tools, too?
Yeah, the tools are in the trunk.
When George Pelicanos talks about what it was like growing up in D.C., he describes himself as a bit of a greaser. He once drove a jacked-up Camaro and liked to go to bars and drink whiskey. But he also worked as a dishwasher and sold women's shoes. It's no wonder Pelicanos can move so easily through the different worlds that make up D.C. He says he's liked getting to know two other cities, Baltimore when he wrote for The Wire, and now New Orleans writing for Treme. But he says his novels will always take place in D.C. His life's work is right here. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
You can delve into the D.C. that George Pelicanos writes about with photographs and readings at NPR.org. Our series Crime in the City resumes on Thursday with a cop's eye view of hard-boiled Seattle. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.